Oh, Father, thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. Teach us something that you need for these coming days. And help us to quiet ourselves to hear and listen. Praise you and bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right. Amen. We're going to talk about light.
What?
Light.
Light bulb?
It's not time to talk. I'll tell you when it's time to talk.
Okay.
All right. Now, anybody that has a Bible, I'd like for you to turn to John 8:12. I brought extras because I want different translations. So John 8, verse 12. This is going to be yours. Okay, this is John 13, so we've got to go backwards. So we get to John 8.
John 8?
Where am I looking on the page?
In this one.
John 8?
No.
Follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have the light which is light.
Amen. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but what?
I'm sorry. But will have the light which is life.
Mr. John, would you read John 8, 12, please, out of New Living?
Jesus spoke to Peter once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness because you have light that leads you to life.
Alita?
Is this New
Living?
This King James.
New King James.
No, this is King James. Thence spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Hallelujah. So what's the common thing here?
Follow Jesus. And you'll glow in the dark.
Glow it. Mm-hmm. Okay, read to read.
One who follows me.
Sorry, start here.
Jesus once again
addressed
them, I am the world's light. No one who follows me
stumbles
upon
around
it. In the darkness, I
provide
plenty of light to live in.
Okay. So what we're talking about is the light. Now, if you don't have light, this is going to be your turn to talk. If you don't have light, what do you need light for, Josiah?
A light bulb?
Why do you need light?
Because if it's dark, you can't see.
You can't see.
Nothing.
Now I need another reason to need light, something different.
You need light to do stuff.
What if you,
You need light to drive a car?
Drive a car. What else do you need light for?
Need license?
You don't need that.
I need light because
cover up your mouth.
If you don't have light and you're walking around your room, what might happen?
You might step on your toys, you might bump into a wall, or you might walk into your closet and fall.
Okay. You might hurt yourself.
If you don't have light. Is there anybody have light? You walk into the TV and watch your
TV. That's right.
You also could.
You know why we need light? You want to tell me? When you go to sleep at night, boys and girls, do you leave the light on or do you turn the light off?
You turn the light off.
Why do you turn the light off?
Sleep to save power or
the power.
Or you can go to sleep when it's on.
Yeah, you can go to sleep better. But if you're in the daytime, if you're awake, do you need light when you're awake?
Yes, to get your clothes on and go to school.
That's right. You need some light.
There you go.
Amen. Well, there's another meaning for the word dark.
Jesus on your bed.
Darkness.
So you know how to make it.
Very, 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 very
darkness.
Well, there's another meaning of darkness, and that means
dark.
To be in the dark means you don't know. If I say, how do you build a big tall building? Do you know?
Yeah, you could just use some bricks and get that stuff.
How do you sail a big ship? Do you know? So you're in the dark about that, right?
You get a stick, Danny, and blow the boat.
Okay. Yeah. But if you don't know. If you don't know, you're in the dark.
Yeah. If it's dark, you can't see nothing.
And you don't know nothing.
And you can't get back home.
Exactly. You can't get back home because you don't know anything. And Jesus said, I am the light. And he breaks out light on our path so we can see where we're going. It's kind of like people with none that don't have Jesus. It's like they took their hands and put over their eyes.
Yes.
And they said, I can see, I can see, I know everything, I can do it.
If they can see, they can see no, they just bump into something.
They don't even know that they can see.
And then they would feel dizzy.
Well, they should feel dizzy. But here's what they should do, is they should find a
light.
And who is the light?
God!
Jesus is something. Jesus is the light. They need to find Jesus. People that say, I don't need Jesus. I don't need Jesus. Where are they?
In the dark.
In the dark.
Because they need Jesus and God.
I think we made the point. Let's go to Exodus 14.
Jesus was God.
Yes, well, we could use them interchangeably tonight. Exodus 14:20.
Oh,
I don't think you have it in that Bible.
I think it is right there.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to use this one. Exodus 14. It's not in that Bible. Exodus 14, verse 20. And we're going to let Meredith read again.
Coming between the hosts of Egypt and the hosts of Israel, it was a cloud and darkness to the Egyptians, but it gave light by night to the Israelites. And the one host did not come near the other all night.
Are you reading the Amplified Choir? Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's got King James on one column and Amplified on the other.
Yes.
Okay, so this verse of scripture, it's in the Bible and it's drawing you a picture. So I want you to let a picture draw in your mind while Pastor reads it.
The cloud settled between the Egyptians and the Israelites' camps. A darkness fell. The cloud turned up fire and lighting up the night. And the Egyptians and Israelites did not approach the light all night.
Okay, are you seeing a picture of a cloud yet?
Mm-hmm.
Inside your mind, see a picture of a cloud, and on one side is dark, and the other side is light.
Yeah, the other side is light, and the other side is dark.
And let me tell you who put that cloud there was
God.
And he said the dark part is going to be towards the bad guys, and the light part is going to be
towards
the good guys. Are you a bad guy or a good guy?
Good guy.
Exactly. So when you're with God, the light is for you. Even this is a specific time that happened, but it's true now. If you're a good guy, the light of God is always towards you, always lighting your path, always showing you what to do, always giving you direction. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go to our next scripture, which is 1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:5. 1 John chapter 1.
Come on, son.
1 John 1:5. Alethea, you have that?
Yeah. then is, excuse me. It's okay. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you.
Stop. Now we should have a fanfare noise. Ta-da! We didn't begin with the fanfare noise.
Ta-da! This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all.
Amen. So if we want light, we're going to have to go toward God. And I love this verse because it's very clear that God is not half and half. You know, we talked about that cloud. Part of it was dark, part of it was light. But that's just God shielding his people. God is not dark. He is not, he doesn't have anything in him where he doesn't understand. He doesn't have anything that he doesn't know. And he doesn't have anything where he has hidden motives and agendas. One time, a long time ago, I loved God, but I didn't think I could please him, and so I was just trying to get through life on my own. And two preachers at work talked to me about the Lord. So I was thinking about what they said and thinking about the Lord. And I think, I know you may have heard me tell the story before, but I started to cut my hair. Hello, by the way. So I was in the bathroom cutting my hair, and I thought, God is getting me. I was running from God, and God is getting me. Oh! And I said, this is Josiah sitting here. I went, no. There you go. God is getting me. I had been kind of running from him, but he's getting me anyway. It wasn't that he had a hidden motive. It's that he knew how to get my attention, where it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness, no place of lack of understanding, no darkness, no hidden motive, no evil intent at all. Amen. There are some people that say, well, God made the devil, and so that's God's alter ego. No, that's not true. God is all good. When you get to heaven, it's all good. When you're in the presence of God, it's all good. And you might say, well, I don't understand this or that, or why God's doing this or that, but it's good. God is good. Now, I harp on that a lot because there are a lot of people who don't believe God is good all the time. They believe he wants to do evil and teach you something, or something like that. But God is good. Thank you. God is good all the time. And everything he does is good. Thank you. God is good. Now I want to talk a little bit more about this light. The idea that Jesus, God, it's not that they're full of light, it's that they are light. Let's look at Matthew 5:4, Elizabeth, Meredith, 2 Corinthians 4:4, John, Philippians 2:15, Brother Philip, Isaiah 9:2. I'll say those again if I need to.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Matthew 5:14.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Ye are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Amen. So Jesus is light. God is light. And this says we are to be light. Now, are we light from us? We have the light in us, no. And so we shine the light. Well, how can we be light?
God is inside of us.
And so God's light is inside of us. And that's how we can be light. If I say, well, I'm pretty smart, I know this and that, I learned some stuff, and I'm strong, and I can beat down the enemy, and I have light in me. No, we still don't have light unless we have God's light. Amen? Okay, Meredith, 2 Corinthians 4:4.
For the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, the Messiah, who is the image and likeness of God.
Amen. So the God of this world blinds or makes dark the minds of them that don't believe, because if they saw the light, they would believe. If they saw the light, this verse says, if the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them, they would believe. fire there. We're going to read verse 6, please.
For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts so as to be forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God, as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ the Messiah.
Now this is talking about a different kind of light. It's saying there's light of knowledge. Light of knowledge. When you know something, it's like turning on the light. It's like having an understanding. So if you know something, and it says right here that God wants to give you the understanding about the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, what's in your face? I saw a commercial that said, what's in your wallet? What's in your face? Well, your own personal glory is in your face. Sometimes it looks sad, sometimes it looks down, sometimes it looks mean, but we want the glory of God to come out of us, even out of our face. Don't you? Don't you want people to look at you and say, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus.
I see Jesus.
There you go.
Just like little Joseph Bell was going in out of the stores and that light was flowing.
The light was so on him.
And the ladies what?
Amen. And that's how we want to be. And John Philippians 2:15.
So that no one can criticize you, live clean into the eyes as children of God, shining like a bright light in the world of good and for those people.
Amen. God is telling us how to live. He says, be blameless and harmless. Because you need to shine among people. Just like Philip was talking about a man that we've heard, Jerry Savelle, that man was shining. That man was shining as he walked through the mall. And when you go to Walmart, do you shine? Mm-hmm. When you go to the grocery store, do you shine?
Yes.
Sometimes we do, don't we? And people say, there's something different about you. You're shining. So who's making you shine?
Jesus.
Yes. So we need to say, it's Jesus that makes me shine.
You know, it's and also it's just the presence of the light. They're going to see it. They're just going to see it. Not only we all have people, you can look at them and you can just sense that they tell that they do.
Amen. Go ahead, Philip.
The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine.
Now it says people that lived in darkness saw a light. What light did they see?
Jesus' light.
Uh-huh. Or you could say God's light. God said, I'm turning on the floodlights. Have you ever gone to the soccer field and it's almost dark?
No.
And somebody walks over to the pole and they turn on the lights. And the lights are so bright, you can't miss it. You can't miss the light. That's what God said. I'm so bright, you won't be able to miss it. And he said to every person, look at the light. And some of them say, no, I want to stay dark. You're hurting my eyes. And some say, I see something. I see something in the light. And so I'm giving an example of people that don't want God, people that do want God. Okay. Next, Elizabeth, Psalm 112:4. Meredith, Psalm 119:105. John, Daniel 2:22. And Philip, Micah 7:8.
Psalm 112:4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous.
So when you see that light of God, you're going to see someone that's gracious, full of compassion, and right, or righteous. When you see the light of God, you're going to see the character of God. You know? You're not going to see an evil figure coming against you. You receive a shadow of that monster. It's not God. God is the light, and he shows his character, and his character is good. Okay, Meredith.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Now, what does that mean, Javon?
Like the word.
What word?
The word of God.
Okay. she said, here's what she did. Your word is a lamp and a light to my path. What was it?
Like shining light to your path?
Mm-hmm. Well, what if I'm not walking on the path? What if I'm walking in the street?
There's not the light.
What if I'm walking in the dirt?
There's the light.
It's okay. It just means any place you're walking. You don't have to be on a concrete path, or you don't have to be on the sidewalk. Any path you're walking, God wants to shine his light so you won't stumble, so you won't fall. And hurt yourself, and he knows it. And he says, hey, Pastor John, stay in the light so you can see where you're going. Hey, Mary, stay in the light so you can see where you're going. That's what he says to all of us. Stay in the light. And some of us run out. Our ball goes behind the bushes. I'll get it. And God is saying, stay in the light. Stay in the light.
We are like, stay in the light.
One that I think you and I were talking about the other day, verse 130, the entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding to the simple, or discernment and comprehension to the simple.
Amen.
That's what it's talking about, the understanding that's not of your own physical mind.
Right. And that's a form of light. Mm-hmm. They have understanding.
Now people think sometimes it's a seeking of knowledge, and it's the light of God's word that'll give you the understanding and the knowledge. You don't have to look at that.
Hello?
It's the Spirit of God that brings the revelation.
Yes.
Not the seeking of knowledge, but the seeking of the Lord.
Amen. Oh, that's a good point. If we just seek knowledge, we're like the world. Mm-hmm. But if we seek God's information, God's knowledge, God's character.
God. Yeah, God's.
That's one reason we read the Bible. We want to know what God thinks about stuff. Do you know what you think about taking a bath? Do you know what you think about catching a ball?
Yes.
Do you know what you think about soccer? Do you know what you think about dolls?
More.
You know what you think about dolls? Yes. But what does God think about dolls? What does God think about soccer? What does God think about So we want to know what God thinks so we can think like he does. Why do we want to think like God does?
Because he saved us.
Yes, and there's another reason. Help me first, Philip. I can't pull him up. Thank you. What's another reason we want to know what God thinks?
He's right.
He's right. And we want to be like him. And we want to be like him. So there are a lot of people who imitate. What does that imitate mean? You know, Gigi, what imitate means? You know what that word means, imitate? Javon, you know what imitate means? Philip, imitate?
Be like.
Uh-huh. To act like.
The scripture, the first sentence, the word. Like a lamp. And so to make it better understand, let's put the word flashlight.
Thank you.
That mean more to.
The word is like a flashlight. Now when I say the word, what word do I mean? This word on this piece of paper right here? No, I mean God's, all of God's words written down in here. This is like a flashlight showing you which way to go.
Amen.
Your friend says, hey, come over here. Come over here. I want you to get in the mud with me. So you need a flashlight. What? You need some light to get it to make sure you don't go in the mud.
But if you go in the mud, you get all dirty and you don't know where your home is.
That's right. And so it's not good to get in the mud, is it? You gotta stay in the light.
Don't come home alone. So your mom is all messed
up. Go home and get my spanking.
Well, we don't need a spanking. The spankings are to help us always do right. So I'm going to try to do right without a spanking. All right.
Yeah, God's word gives you a path. But let's talk about the path. God's word is a flashlight to God's path.
Amen.
That's good.
Did you understand that? Mm-hmm. God's word, these words in here, is like a flashlight to keep you on the path. All right, Papa's going to read the next scripture.
Daniel 2:22, right?
Yes.
Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies between in darkness and through he is surrounded by light. Though he is surrounded by light.
Amen. Even deep things, even dark things, God knows what's in the dark and his light is with him. All right, Brother Philip. Micah 17.
Yes. Do not gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light.
Amen. Even if we think we're in darkness, do you remember the story of Daniel? And somebody put him in a dark pit with lions.
An angel came.
And what did the angel do? He said, too bad, Daniel. I'm going to sit here and watch that lion eat you.
No.
What did the angel do?
Shut
the mouth.
Shut the mouth of the lion.
Of the lion. So even when you think you're in darkness, God's light will be there.
Amen.
Would you see my paper, please? All right. We've got three more. Matthew 4:16, Elizabeth. Ephesians 5:8, Meredith. And we've already had that, so it's just two more.
The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. The shadow of death, light is sprung up.
We read the Old Testament of that, and this is the New Testament when Jesus is quoting that. And he says that even people, and one translation says, in the shadow of death, you know, Psalm 23 says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death, I want to avoid that. I used to think that was a specific place. But then I learned another scripture that said, the valley of the shadow of death is simply this earth. It has a shadow of death over it. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm walking in this shadow of death, a great light has shone. Mm-hmm. Amen? It's hard to miss it.
Praise God.
I mean, you have to work hard not to know God. Yeah. Amen?
Yes,
because
yes.
The light is so bright, so easy to see. And God says, I love you. And you have to stop up your ears and close your eyes and sing a song so you can't hear to avoid hearing God. Amen? He's so wonderful to try to get us to be his friends. Meredith, we're ready for our last scripture.
For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Lead the lives of those native born to the light.
I see this kind of confusing. What is a child of light? I was born of my mother and my daddy. What's a child of light? I was born a Texan. I was born a citizen of the United States. I was born a girl, a lady. What is a child of light?
Who's born again?
Born again. Born again of what?
Spirit. Of God. Spirit.
So you can say, I'm a child of God. And the same thing is, I'm a child of light. I'm a child of the light. You know what that means? It means you're looking for the light. God. God, where are you? I'm growing up and I want to be who you want me to be. He says, come over here, follow this path. I've got my flashlight out. Follow this path so you can be the man or the woman I need you to be. Amen? And it's not just for kids. Even me, at my age, God is saying, hey, see the flashlight? Come over to this path. I might say, what church do you want me to go to? And he says, woo-hoo, I got the flashlight out.
You
follow my path.
He wants you to go both church, right? This church and the other church.
That's right. He wants you to go to Victory Temple, yeah, and Church of Beloved.
and that'll be
Children's
Church.
Yeah, and Children's Church too. That's what he wants. You might say, what do you want me to eat? And he says, vegetables. Along with your hot dogs. Chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken.
You might say, what movie should I watch? He says, watch this one, that other one, that cuss too much. Okay, so he's always trying to take care of us. He's got his flashlight out on everything around us. God is, Jesus is to the world. Now, he's not just the light to the church. Let's make, that was such a good point John made Sunday. I think he only made it in the first service. But he said, look, we are to love the brethren. We're to sacrifice for the brethren, not sacrifice for the world. Jesus already did that. We're to sacrifice for the brethren. But God said, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Not just the brethren of the world. Amen. So who can get involved in God's light?
We can.
Who else?
Himself.
Who else?
Us.
Who else?
I know.
Everybody.
Everybody. And mom. Everybody can get involved. Don't write on yourself. Everybody can get involved in God's light. And he wants them to. Amen. Now let me ask you a hard question. Does everybody want to get in God's light?
No.
No. I'm so sad. No. And so we're going to tell them the good things about God's light so they will want to get in God's light. Okay? So we're going to pray unless someone else has something to say.
I have something to say. If you're, when you get born again, you are now a child of God, which means you have a father, which means that you can have a relationship and talk with him because he has the light. And apart from him, you can't see or know or do anything.
So it's so good that God is our father. You know, my earthly father's not here anymore. And even when he was, he didn't have all the answers. But I have a heavenly father. And he's with me all the time, and he has all the answers.
Right. And that's God and Jesus.
That's right. Okay, well, let's pray.
And he's also not just father, but he's your friend. Mm-hmm. And he's also judge. Mm-hmm. He's got three sides to him, three different ways to know him as.
And he's giver, and he's healer.
Yeah.
He's source, and he's...
Well, that's father. You know, a father nurtures and comforts and... all that kind of good stuff. And heals and pours the oil on the wound and all that kind of binds you up. But your friend, he'll share secrets with you and mysteries.
Ooh.
Because sometimes you don't tell your kids everything. You don't want to do that, right?
Sometimes.
You don't want them to.
Back in the face.
That's right. But you can tell your friend. But you can tell your friend. But you can tell your friend.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, very good. But then there's Judge, and you have Jesus, your counselor, so he's three.
That is a great revelation. Let's say that again. God is your father and healer. God is your friend, shares secrets and mysteries.
Yeah.
And God is a judge that says this is right.
And judges you righteous.
And he's already judged you.
So when the devil comes to tell you you're sick or you're bad, you go before the judge who happens to be your father and your friend. There's no way to lose.
You're not a natural. You got the good guy,
or
you got the morning.
That's right. If you're the bad guy, you got the dark. And if you're the good guy, you got the light.
Amen.
I think we got it.
That's a good way.
Well, thank y'all for having this class that is definitely the basics.
Yay, we need to pass
along. First, we're going to pray. First, we're going to pray. Here's what we're praying. Let's have something for sure that we're praying. We're praying that we will see the light of God and follow it.
Amen.
See and follow the light of God, Lita.
Father, we are so grateful that you've given Jesus to us as our light and our guide in our lives. I ask that he will burn and shine bright through us. And we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now I want to say one more thing.